Our news at noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 79 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Solemn remembrances as the nation marks 23 years since the September 11th attacks and the nearly 3,000 lives lost. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris attending a memorial service this afternoon in Shanksville. Former President Trump will also visit the Pennsylvania site. Earlier, all three attending the memorial service in Lower Manhattan. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
President Biden, Harris, Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance are all here to mark 23 years since the September 11th attacks, and it makes the ceremony a temporary focal point of the campaign, but it is meant to be free of politics. There are no speeches, only the solemn recitation of names, interrupted by the tolling of a bell.
Harris and Trump meeting face-to-face just hours after their debate last night in Philadelphia. So far, the former president is not committing to a second debate. Hurricane Francine on the move and could strengthen to a Category 2 before it makes landfall in Louisiana. This is ABC News. The death toll from the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam has now climbed to 155. 141 others still missing. In the northern part of the country, 16 people confirmed dead, where an entire town is flooded.
State television showing scenes of flash flooding in the hamlet of Lang Nu that created a wave of mud and debris. In the wake, teams continue to search for dozens still missing, but various landslides on roads leading to the village have hindered the rescue effort. Water levels in several rivers, including the one that flows through the capital, Hanoi, are dangerously high, forcing authorities to evacuate those living close by. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Another visitor to the Grand Canyon National Park has been found dead. The body of a 71-year-old boater has been recovered, the park's 16th death this year. On average, the park reports anywhere from 10 to 15 deaths per year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Here's the scoop for the Richland Area Farmers Market today. It opens at 1:30 and goes until 6. They hope to have lots of good stuff, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers, watermelon, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and much more as well. Remember, the market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers as well. To use them, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens, good for fresh fruits and vegetables and herbs. The Boomerang shopping bags are available for $5. Each time you bring your Boomerang bag to the market to use again, you'll receive a coupon good for any market product. Again, it begins today. No early sales. They'll ring the bell at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to purchase what's at the market. At the Richland Area Farmers Market today, across from Quick Trip at the historic Train Depot in Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Get ready to fire up the grill with unbeatable deals from Richland Locker. This week, treat your family to juicy, tender family pack of ribeye steaks, now just $10.98 per pound. Need something for sandwiches or snacking? Head over to the deli for delicious smoked pit ham at just $6.48 per pound. Or pick up some creamy Longhorn Colby cheese for just $4.98 per pound. Perfect for any occasion. Visit them today at Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center, where quality meats and affordable prices come together to make every meal a success.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and balmy conditions with a high of 83. Tonight, clear with patchy fog possible, a low of 57. And tomorrow, sunny and very warm with a high of 86. In Richland Center, it's 79 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1211. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The missing swimmer from Richland Center has been identified. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says the body of Luis Miguel Lopez Jimenez, 24, of Richland Center, was found Monday morning washed up on a sandbar in the Wisconsin River, approximately 2 miles downriver from where he was reported missing on September 1st while swimming with friends. Again, the missing swimmer, whose body was found near Spring Green, is Luis Miguel Lopez Jimenez, 24, of Richland Center. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump showcase starkly different visions for the country on abortion, immigration, and American democracy as they met for the first time Tuesday for perhaps their only debate before November's presidential election. The high-pressure matchup after tumultuous campaign summer offered Americans their most expansive look at a campaign that's been dramatically changed just hours before the first early presidential ballots will be distributed. The pair outlined sharply opposite visions of where the nation is and where they intend to take it if elected. Harris promised tax cuts aimed at the middle class and said she would push to restore a federally guaranteed right to abortion overturned by the Supreme Court 2 years ago. Trump said his proposed tariffs would help the U.S. stop being cheated by allies on trade and said he would work to swiftly end the Russia-Ukraine war, even if it meant Ukraine didn't achieve victory on the battlefield. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate, not just on style, but also on substance.
I think on substance, on style, on so many different aspects, Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years. There are a number of issues that people really care deeply about that Harris spoke to in a really substantive way. And I think we saw Donald Trump, you know, just constantly falling back into conspiracy laden nonsense.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race, as Trump played to his base of supporters while Harris spoke more effectively to swing voters. Election time is fast approaching. From now until November 5th, we will continue to see and hear political advertisements created by a candidate's campaign staff. These ads are usually funded through donations. Another group that advertises to support or go against a candidate are political action committees, also known as PACs. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Something we're definitely going to see this fall is that election coverage. We've already seen plenty of it and all those ads out there. But there's thousands of political action committees or PACs that are registered with the Federal Elections Commission or the FEC. And these PACs can fundraise and solicit donations to campaign for or against candidates that are running for office and even, you know, public action or political issues. So more they can run those issue campaigns. But because of that, we're going to see those bad actors, scammers out there that will create fake PACs.
There are various things to be aware of to avoid financially supporting a PAC scam.
really, we think of them as the ill-intentioned PACs. They solicit donations, but little to no money raised is spent on the political campaign itself, again, whether that's to support a candidate or a particular issue. Instead, PAC scammers pocket this money for themselves, and sometimes a single scammer might create dozens of fake individual PACs at one time. They often ask for small donations totaling less than $200 so they can avoid disclosing donor information to the FEC, which makes that harder for law enforcement officials to identify them and their victims. And they may even disguise their PAC as non-PAC charities to solicit these well-intentioned donations, or so they are claiming. In some cases, these PAC scammers claim that they'll match contributions to attract donors that could be excited to support that cause or candidate. And so these are all things we want to make sure that consumers are watching for.
Modern technology can also be used by PAC scammers to help solicit money.
We know that some PAC scammers may utilize voice cloning technology, that AI that's out there, to mimic a political candidate's voice, which could lend legitimacy to the operation, or they may even try and imitate a celebrity voice to entice people as well.
PAC scams not only use political candidates to try to make money, but also claim to support other organizations and issues as well. Michelle Reinen recommends the best way to give your support.
It could be that candidate's campaign. It could be an issue campaign. It could be religious. It can go many different directions. And so we really recommend that you donate to candidates and organizations through their official websites, not to someone who's just called you over the phone or sent you an email or a text message or even connected with you via social media. Be sure you are being the initiator of the contact rather than responding to that contact.
You can visit FEC.gov to learn more about any PAC and how it spends its money or if it actually is registered with the Federal Election Committee. Also, if your phone number is on the Wisconsin Do Not Call Registry, please keep in mind that phone calls requesting charitable donations are exempt from no-call requirement. If you have been scammed or suspect a scam, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin may have fewer doctors if abortion isn't codified nationwide. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A new report from Baldwin's office shows the impact overturning Roe v. Wade had on Wisconsin. Multiple studies have shown that people going to med school are less likely to choose states with abortion bans. Med schools here in the Badger State had a 10% drop in applications after the Dobbs decision overturned Roe.
We are going to have severe issues in serving the needs of women in the state of Wisconsin.
Baldwin sponsors the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade nationwide. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. The Richland County Board of Supervisors will be considering the 2025 budget. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch presented the proposed 2025 county budget to members of the Richland County Executive and Finance Committee last night. The preliminary budget revenue and expense is $42.5 million. The revenue includes taxes from sales tax, interest on taxes, and MFL forest crop. The tax levy, which funds the gap between revenues and expenses, state aid, regulation, and compliance payments in the form of fines, forfeitures and various fees, public charges for service and fees, and investment income. The largest portion of revenue comes from public charges for services. It is 38% of the revenue, or over $16 million. Expenses for the county include general administration, public safety, health and social services, and Pine Valley, the Tri-County Airport, highway administration, culture, which includes libraries and the county fair, public areas, which includes snowmobile trails, county parks, and Simons, the extension office, natural resources and land conservation, county planning and development, debt service payments, and capital projects. The largest expense to the county is public safety. It represents 50% of the expenses, or $21.2 million. Budget highlights include an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, and a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800. No general fund balance, contingency funds, or ARPA funds were used to balance the budget. This budget, as presented, does not include a request by Sheriff Clay Porter for an additional patrol deputy, which would allow the department to fill the position of court security. Porter stated that the court security is required by state statute, and Pesch said that it has been ordered by the state Supreme Court. This position would increase the budget by around $50,000. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to know their target and understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside of Wisconsin's two elk ranges, especially during the fall breeding season. Positively identifying the target ensures the safety of other people and avoids accidental shooting of non-target animals. Know how to identify an elk. Adult elk are larger than adult deer. An adult elk stands about 1 to 2 feet taller than an adult deer at the shoulders. An elk calf will be about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but will display similar coloration to adult elk. Spot the difference in the antlers. White-tailed deer antlers curve forward, whereas elk antlers are larger and sweep back from their heads. Look for color markings. Elk have a tan rump patch, black legs, and a dark brown mane. Deer have legs the same color as their bodies, a white throat patch, and a fluffy white tail. Elk moving throughout the state may have additional noticeable markers, including colored ear tags or tracking collars. These collars are fixed around the neck and are typically orange in color, sometimes with a visible printed number. See the differences between elk and white-tailed deer using the DNR's comparison guide. Any elk taken without a tag may result in a fine and a revocation of hunting licenses. An appeals court has ruled that a Wisconsin teenager accused of killing a 10-year-old girl will be tried as an adult. The teenager, identified in court documents only as CTPB, was charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide and 2 counts of sexual assault in connection with the April 2022 death of Ileana Lily Peters. Prosecutors say the boy, who was 14 at the time, persuaded the girl to leave a trail and explore the surrounding woods as she was riding her bike home from her aunt's house in Chippewa Falls. A circuit judge refused a request from the teenager's attorneys earlier this year to move the case into juvenile court. The Third District Court of Appeals upheld that ruling Tuesday. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is celebrating 100 years. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword. It's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job. It's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:25. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been celebrating its centennial to celebrate its 100 years of service to the community. Bruce Raisler is the CEO at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
100 years, it is a huge milestone. It's a great time to reflect on the past, those who have come before us and made organized healthcare in our community available to us, and at the same time, contemplate our future as well. So it's a remarkable milestone.
Festivities will culminate this Sunday at Crosscut Park.
The culmination of our year of celebration is Sunday, September 15th. We have an event that will occur at the Crosscut Park. It starts at 10 a.m. with a 5K and 1 mile. For those who aren't intrigued with the 5K fun run or walk, I love the notion that our 100-year anniversary here has this health promotion aspect to it. And my vision is that we get everybody in the community that can manage to go out for a nice Sunday morning stroll starting at 10. At 11, we'll have a brief program. There will be food available. There will be music, a time to reminisce and connect with neighbors and friends in the park.
The Free One Walk is open to everyone to thank community members and encourage a healthy, active lifestyle.
If you are interested in participating in the fun walk or run, we encourage people to go to our hospital website, www.richlandhospital.com. At the top, there is an icon you can select that says events, and that will lead you to registration. If you sign up in advance, you will be eligible for a free t-shirt. If you don't meet the deadline for that, come anyway, because it'll be a fun time, and you'll be eligible to participate in the walk or run for sure.
Raisler says more historic information about the hospital is also available on the website.
If you have an interest in history of our organization, and I'm always fascinated by that kind of thing, again, on our website, richlandhospital.com, under the About Us icon, there is a section about our history. There's a really well-done timeline of the past 100 years for our organization and what was going on in society. And there's photos and testimonials of some of our current staff who are long-serving and some history about our organization there.
The centennial celebration will take place at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park this Sunday, beginning at 10. If you are not into running or walking, come anyway. Free of charge, food, refreshments, cake, lawn games, and music will be provided. Flags in Wisconsin are flying at half-staff today to honor those who lost their lives on 9/11. Governor Tony Evers has also declared a state day of service and remembrance, encouraging Wisconsinites to give back to their neighbors and communities. Today marks 23 years since Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked passenger planes and crashed them into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, while passengers on a fourth plane fought against the hijackers, leading it to crash in rural Pennsylvania. In total, 2,977 people, including 343 firefighters and 72 law enforcement officers, died in the attacks, and thousands more were injured. The 167th Vernon County Fair will be held today through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. Today is Exhibit Day. Also today, there will be a 9/11 tribute tonight at 7 and a Murrah Rose Remembrance Walk honoring lives lost to addiction at 7:30. Tomorrow will feature an antique farm tractor pull at 6, followed by a farm modified truck and tractor pull. There will be judging each day along with any entertainment on the Bob Frederick Free Stage. There will also be rides provided by Mr. Ed's Magical Midway. Daily admission, excluding grandstand events, is $10 for adults 16 and older and $5 for seniors 65 plus and children 6 to 15. Children 5 and under are admitted for free. Friday is also Children Youth Day, where children 12 and under are admitted for free. Season passes, excluding grandstand events, are available at a cost of $20 for individuals 16 and older and $10 for ages 6 to 15. There is also an inclusive season pass available, which includes a grandstand events for $30. You can find a full list of events on VernonCountyFair.com. The tornado sirens in Richland Center will be tested today. Each siren will be tested separately, so sirens will be heard throughout the day. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hey, WRCO listeners. The start of school means the football season and homecoming dance is coming soon. Come on into the Creative Outlet. We have short formal dresses for the girls and dress pants and dress shirts for the guys, all at resale prices. Our convenient store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Come on in and see what's new at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Sweepstakes is a PrizeLink savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:34. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69 of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family with arrangements. Bob Rosenkranz is survived by his wife, Connie, two children, Megan of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Brock and Casey Metcalf of Laval, his sister, Corliss Rosenkranz of New Jersey. Robert Charles, Bob Rosie Rosenkranz, 69, of Richland Center. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of rural Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jeanette Hardy is survived by four children, Lloyd and Amy Hardy of Viroqua, Cindy Childs and Norbert Remenap of Boscobel, Jody and Dan Childs of Mays O'Maney, and Amy Farley of Tinley Park, Illinois. 14 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, a brother, Billy Wilkinson of Mount Hope, sister, Mary Wilkinson of Arizona, brothers-in-law, Gary and Karen Hardy of Richland Center, and Melvin Main of Wazika, sisters-in-law, Marlene and Larry Wetter of Boscobel, and Marilyn Hardy of Janesville, along with many other relatives and friends. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of rural Boscobel.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Andrew and Rachel Rungholt, Bruce and Diane Irish, and Travis and Rebecca Heisel. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly are dealing with unusual warm weather here for the last couple of days, and that trend will continue into early next week. With a blocking ridge in the upper atmosphere and warm air parked right over the middle of the nation, also south winds at the surface all teaming up to push those temperatures a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal. Now, we'll turn a bit cloudier from Friday on as moisture from Hurricane Francine down in the southern part of the country moves northeast. That moisture combining with a weak front coming in from the west could provide some sporadic showers or thunderstorms to Wisconsin and surrounding areas from Friday afternoon into early next week. Most hours, though, should be dry and rain totals in general should be fairly light, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. Otherwise, again, temperatures staying well above normal. For the rest of today, mostly sunny, high near 83, south wind 5 to 13. Clear tonight, patchy fog possible, low about 57. Tomorrow should be sunny and very warm with a high of 86, wind southeast between 5 and 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 59 degrees, and Friday, increasing clouds, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon or evening, high about 82. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of a brief shower or thunderstorm, low close to 60 with highs around 80. Sunday, variably cloudy, a spotty shower or thunderstorm possible, low 61, high near 81. And Monday, staying unseasonably warm, some peaks of sunshine, still a chance of an isolated shower, high about 82. Tuesday, not a whole lot of change. Scattered sunshine, slight chance of a shower, high near 81 degrees. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy that sunshine again. Highs reaching the lower part of the 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 51. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 81. The record high for this date, 93, was set in 1931. The record low, 30, was set in 1955. Last year's high, 72, with a low of 55. Sunset today will be at 7:19, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:37. Currently in Richland Center, we have north winds 3 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 29.92. Relative humidity is 44% and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Mercury Livestock, tomorrow's our feeder sale. Here are consignments. We got 5 to 10, 500 to 800 pound white park heifers, 15 to 20, 450 to 600 pound beef steers and heifers, shots weaned, 5 to 10, 4 to 500 pound short horn steers and heifers, 5 to 10 Holstein heifers off a good dairy farm, 7 to 1,000 pounds, and 5 to 10 Holstein steers, 600 to 750 shot on some feed. We are taking from 4 to 7 tonight, and we open back up at 7 a.m. for your convenience. Sale starts at 11. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mecca Livestock. Have a great day and hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Cover crops and livestock are a winning combination for soil health. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Not all farms are suited to this, but the practice of grazing livestock on cover crops appears to be a good thing in no-till systems. That's according to researchers at Kansas State University. Agronomist Logan Simon.
We actually did see a significant increase in soil organic carbon stocks, as well as soil potassium in our grazed areas compared to our ungrazed areas.
Simon indicated the on-farm study was started in 2018 in central and western Kansas.
During that time frame, there was still a lot of concern that grazing cover crops, especially on our no or conservation till acres, could cause some negative impacts in terms of soil health, that we could lose some of the benefits that we expect from cover crops for soil health, and also some concerns about compaction.
The timing for cover crop planting is important, says Simon.
For folks looking to integrate cover crops and looking to integrate grazing, I would consider good planting windows where you're able to plant that cover crop, get it up, and get some biomass out there to graze on during the time of year that maybe would complement your existing forage resources.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
A renewable fuels expert does not expect Congress to take up the E15 issue this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. A representative with the Renewable Fuels Association says he does not expect permanent standards for E15 to be taken up by Congress this year. Robert White tells Brownfield they will continue to push for year-round E15.
The farm bill or continuing resolution, whatever it is, if there's an opportunity, we need E15 and E15 fast.
He says RFA continues its work on renewable volume obligations.
We've kind of been on a nice glide path with very limited small refinery exemptions, 3 years of volume obligations, so it avoided a lot of opportunities for mischief, but that time will come up again soon, so we're, again, stay on our toes and head on a swivel and make sure this industry is protected.
White says the U.S. is expected to have record exports for renewable fuels this year. The vice president of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association is encouraging farmers to not let lower commodity prices get them down. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples reports from Husker Harvest Days.
Michael Dibbern tells Brownfield,
"You just got to go back to your principles of farming and being efficient."
He says when times are tough, it can take a toll on a farmer's mental health.
It's okay to have that conversation if you need to. We're really trying to get past the stigma that mental health is something that is a weakness, and it's not. It's something I've personally challenged with too, and it does wonders to talk to somebody about it.
Dibbern says despite challenges with commodities, corn conditions have been good in central Nebraska.
We did get a little hail early that made some things look pretty ugly just on a few fields, but it was pretty concentrated. But if it didn't get hit and got a fungicide put on for the southern rust, it looks pretty good.
Reporting from Husker Harvest Days near Grand Island, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
A mechanical weed specialist says herbicides are not the only way to control weeds. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Midwest Mechanical Weed Control Field Day.
Sam Oshwald
Tilton says farmers need more options to increase profitability.
Organic agriculture can be extremely profitable because often we're substituting natural systems for purchased inputs. And what that means is that farmers are able to drastically lower the inputs.
He tells Brownfield there are misconceptions about organic agriculture.
If they're doing a good job, the yields either don't go down at all or don't go down that much, and the organic premium is a lot higher than conventional prices.
Oswald Tilton says there is no time like the present to learn how to implement these practices for next year. From the Midwest Mechanical Weed Control Field Day in Lafayette, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. The lone bid to have surfaced is at $178 live in Kansas. Asking prices are around $182 live in the South, but still haven't been established in the North. Packer inquiry could improve yet today, but it's more than likely significant trade volume is going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef was lower at midday on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 22 cents at 308.01. Select was 254 lower at 294.47. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, stocker and feeder calves 600 to 800 pounds were steady to $4 higher. Heavier weights were not well tested. Steer and heifer calves under 600 pounds were $4 to $8 lower. The USDA says demand was good and improved throughout the day. Supply was moderate. Quality was average, with the exception of a few reputation herds that were in the offering. Medium and large one feeder steers, 602 to 648 pounds, brought $259 to $275. Feeder steers, 654 to 684 pounds, brought $250 to $269. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 601 to 645 pounds, brought $237 to $256. Cash hogs were not reported at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has been pretty active to start the week, and processors have been moving needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. The hog market's finding support from the strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market. Hog weights jumped this week to 284 pounds. That's more than 3 pounds above last week and 5 pounds heavier than year ago levels. That's ensuring there is plentiful pork supplies. The 5-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 77.57. At the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt, it is 78.01. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $60. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $53 to $65. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $65. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.52 at $93.28. Ribs and loins were sharply lower. Bellies, picnics, hams, butts were firm to higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Soybeans and cattle are higher. Corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up as the trade expects the USDA to raise its guess slightly in Thursday's USDA report, so a lot of this is just short covering and pre-report position squaring. That yield number, though, is going to change once harvest starts, but for now, analysts do expect a record U.S. soybean crop. November beans are up 5 3/4 at 10.03. January is 6 higher at 10.21.5. October bean meal's up 2.90 at 3.16.20. October soybean oil's down 22 points at 40.08. Corn's mixed. It's been an up-and-down day for corn, which is also preparing for a modest yield adjustment tomorrow. Harvest delays are likely in some southern-grown areas due to Francine. December's steady at 4.04 and a quarter. March's corn is down a quarter at 4.23. And wheat's higher. Winter wheat planting conditions are dry in the southern U.S. plains and the Black Sea region. U.S. wheat ending stocks could be down a month due to the better export demand. December Chicago, 7 higher at 581 and a quarter. December Kansas City's up 6.5 at 590 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat, 7 3/4 higher at 617 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are back to higher. Speaking of up and down days, still waiting for widespread direct business. Asking prices are at 182 live, with bids at 178 and 180 live. Nothing yet for dressed. October live's up 72 at 177.05. December's 92 higher at 177.35. October feeders are up $1.92 at 237.32. November's $1.72 higher at 234. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads and keeping an eye on demand ahead of the export sales report. October's up 97 at 79.52, and December's 105 higher at 72.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. All eyes are up in Hillsboro this week as we get ready for our huge equipment consignment auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a big auction with tractors, combines, trucks, trailers, skid loaders, harvest equipment, vehicles, campers, and even a like-new Harley-Davidson Road Glide motorcycle. We're still accepting consignments until next Monday. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. Tomorrow night we have an estate planning seminar in Hillsboro called How to Keep the Family Farm in the Family. In this free seminar, we'll cover estate planning topics, answer your questions, and help you think through how to keep your family farm in the family. A free estate planning seminar at the Hillsboro Community Center, Thursday, September 12th at 6. No registration is necessary. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com. We also have a huge guns and sporting goods auction coming up on Friday, September 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The health benefits of cranberries. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. When you think of fall harvest, you probably think of corn, soybeans, possibly pumpkins, but did you know it's also the time of year that those delicious holiday cranberries are harvested? Grant Holly, Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association Executive Director, says cranberries are nutritional powerhouses.
There's a ton of antioxidants. There's a ton of anthocyanins, which basically means all those nasty things that you deal with day after day, whether it's going to be car exhaust, bad air. We love to call those free radicals. And we love to be able to say that the stuff that wraps those up in your body and gets them out Those are your antioxidants. So those are what free radicals and antioxidants are. So there's a lot of things in cranberries. They're going to be in your body. They're going to find the bad stuff. They're going to grab hold of it, and it's going to get out of your body without doing any harm. You couple that with the fact that cranberries like to beat up on some of that bad bacteria in your system, and you got one of the most perfect foods that you're going to find.
Cranberries can be harvested two ways: dry harvesting, which is used to primarily pick fresh cranberries for the market, and wet harvesting, which represents about 95% of cranberry harvest. Those are used primarily for juices, jellies, and dried fruits. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Testatoon with Tim Zach Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped $180 a ton and grassy large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Vehicles, firearms, ammunition, reloading supplies, beer signs, outdoor sporting goods, tools, and much more. Online-only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timzachauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Testatoon. Have a great day.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Commemorations taking place around the country, marking the September 11th attacks 23 years ago.